How inflation hits the ability to pay for food, and some members of the U.S. military are feeling it. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, we'll get the official reading on inflation, as experienced by people who buy retail, which must be everyone. The consensus of forecasters is for the Consumer Price Index to go up 1.1% just in that 1 month, May to June, slightly higher than a month earlier. That would mean that prices went up a wallet-stinging 8.8% in 1 year. This is high fuel prices made worse by Russia's war in Ukraine and persistent backlogs for stuff on order. Now, inflation can knock a household budget out of whack. Today, a look at lower-income families in military service, where prices are making it harder for people to feed themselves adequately. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
When Kelly Clore's husband first enlisted in the Air Force back in 2008, things were tough.
There were times that it's like, well, I guess we're going to have cereal today. You know, we're at the end of the pay period, and we don't really have a whole lot of money left over to go to the grocery store and have a big grocery order.
Things are much better now. Clore's husband is an officer. She's a consultant with Blue Star Families, a military service organization. Clore says a Blue Star survey found that 1 in 7 military families is food insecure. Congress is now considering a Pentagon funding bill that would continue a basic needs allowance for low-income service members. Josh Protas is with the group Mazon, a Jewish organization focused on hunger.
And unfortunately, for far too long, military families have been struggling and have turned in desperation to charities and to food pantries.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates the allowance averages around $400 a month. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Also, somebody, don't know who, put out a fake consumer price index yesterday, pretending it was a leak. That fake reading was set especially high, and this spooked market participants for a moment yesterday before the government said, no, it's as fake as can be. Real numbers are this morning. Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 1 to 2/10 of a percent range. A euro, the European single currency, costs very close to $1 this morning. So, low euro and a high dollar. Now, this should drive U.S. exporters crazy, but does it? Here's a person who knows. Ed Dorian Jr. is president and CEO of Dorian Drake International, an export management company. Thanks for connecting.
Great to be with you.
A euro, the single currency, costs about $1 here. It used to cost $1.20 not so long ago. You work with companies that export to Europe. That will make the American products sent there more expensive. That must cause them some grief.
We're living in a very unusual time. First of all, for all the disruptions in supply chain, but we're also living in a time of rampant inflation. And in the middle of all this, the drop in the value of the euro, which normally would have a big impact and make U.S. manufacturers far less competitive, I think has been kind of obscured. So we have several salespeople that live and travel in Europe. And the feedback we've gotten from them is that so far, we haven't received a lot of pushback from customers, at least not in Europe. And I say at least not in Europe, but because it is affecting our competitive position, interestingly enough, in other parts of the world.
I guess you're talking about in reverse when European companies are competing against us here or in other countries?
Well, let me first talk about the fact that we're a global company. We are selling mostly, you know, higher quality, higher priced U.S. products. If we're vying for a project in Singapore with an American product, more often than not, our main competitor is a European manufacturer. So it is affecting our competitive position in many markets.
Just to come back to your broader point, when you're talking to the businesses that you work with, they're going to tell you, yeah, the high dollar, low euro, but ambient inflation and supply chain constraints, those are at the top of their worry list.
I think that's right. And I think for a lot of importers, just getting their hands on product right now is a big issue. But this situation has resulted in, for Wes, a kind of a surprising and very encouraging sustained demand from customers we do business with around the world. And I think other exporters are seeing the same sustained demand. The question is, how long will it last? Because I think everyone we talk to says at some point when inflation settles, and we're still all wondering when that will happen, but at some point when inflation settles, you know, and the shock of, you know, these currency fluctuations sinks in, then I think at that point we will begin to see, you know, the impact of a stronger dollar and a weaker euro. And I might add that it's not only the euro that has weakened against the dollar. We are seeing weakened currencies and weaker buying power in many markets around the world. Again, you know, we haven't seen that pushback yet that you would normally expect, but at some point we expect it to happen.
Ed Dorian Jr. is President and CEO at Dorian Drake International, and they do export management based in New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. Nice to be with you.
All that said, once U.S. tourists have paid the expensive plane ticket to Europe in dollars this summer, the rest of the European odyssey can seem cheaper unless that ambient inflation there eats up the American traveler's currency advantage. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.